The Imre Amos was the third Ger Rebbe. Passed away in 1948. And we'll learn a couple of his Purim Torahs, which are found in his Sefer on Chumash. Okay, you can see the first side of the page says, L'Purim Tafresh Samach Vav. So please help me, what year was Tafresh Samach Vav?
1547,
obviously. Tafresh Samach Vav is? What year are we in now? We're in Ayin Tes, which corresponds to 19. So that means that Samach Vav corresponds to 06? Right? 1906. The Sfas Emes, his father, the Sfas Emes was the second Ger Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, passed away in 1905. Okay, so this piece goes back to 1906. Again, the Imre Amos himself lived from 1866 to 1948. So if he was born in 1866, and this piece of Torah was given when he was near 1906, so how old was he when he gave over this Torah? He was 40 years old. Okay? Just good to have a picture, you know? Is this a 25-year-old tzaddik speaking to us? Is this an 80-year-old tzaddik speaking to us? Okay, so it's a 40-year-old tzaddik speaking to us. I'm 37, so if that helps you to picture anything. The only thing it pictures, around the time he became Rebbe. Because Sfas Emes passed away in 1905, again, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so this is his first year as Rebbe. Okay, so let's take a look. Tafresh Samach Vav, Aleph Aleph Zayin Lamed. Adoni Avi Zichrono Levracha Haya Omer. My father would explain. Amashadarshu b'gemara. Madichsiv va'ata albamosemo tidroch. The last words that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in the Torah are actually these words. The last words that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in the Torah in Parshas V'zos HaBracha, the last time Moshe has a sentence in the Torah, are the words va'ata albamosemo tidroch. That you should trample. Tidroch means to trample. You should trample their bamos, their high places. And you should trample their high places. Trample the avodah zarah of the umos ha'olam. Okay, it's in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Tes. Bamot, their high places. The full pasuk reads, Ashrechi Yisrael Micha Mocha. Praiseworthy are you, Jewish people, who is like you. Am Nosha B'Hashem, Magein Ezrecha. Vasher cherev gav asecha. V'ichachishu oivecha lach v'ata albamosemo sidroch. And you shall tidroch. You shall trample their lofty places, their high places. So says the Gemara. He says, my father would quote the Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah says, this pasuk is a reference to Mordechai and Haman. That as Mordechai mounted the horse to be driven around town, as he's about to ride on the king's horse, wearing the king's begadim, led by Haman. So Haman crouched down. Mordechai said, I'm not able to climb on the horse by myself. I've been fasting. I need someone to give me a boost. So Haman bent down. Haman bent down, and Mordechai stepped on Haman to climb onto the horse. And as he did so, he gave him a nice swift kick. So Haman says, hold on. Ben foloi vecha al tismach. Doesn't the pasuk say, when your enemy is down, you shouldn't rejoice? So Mordechai responds, yeah, but it also says, v'ata albamosemo tidroch. You should trample their high places. Amalek represents a certain gaiva that needs to be shattered. There's a certain haughtiness that you see when you look at the way that Haman manipulates people, the way that Haman himself is never satisfied. Haman's a very successful person. He has a lot of reason to be happy. But he's always bitter. You know why? Because he feels, with his haughtiness, that I need to be the best. And if one Jew, God forbid, doesn't bow down to me, then Haman's broken up over it. Mordechai doesn't bow down to him. So Amalek is very much connected, thematically, to the world of gaiva, to the world of haughtiness. Okay. The opposite, of course, is humility, which is the world of Torah. Moshe, Kibel, Torah, Misinai. Moshe is the most humble Jew. Sinai is the most humble mountain. The Torah is given to those who are humble. Torah is compared to water, the Gemara says. Water always trickles down to the lowest point. So you see that a malek who opposes Torah is really the antithesis of Torah. Torah is supposed to bring a person, not the gaiva. The more you learn, the more humbled you should be by the Torah experience. Not, oh, now I know a new idea, so now I'm smarter than my friend. That's not what Torah is supposed to do. The more you realize how endless Torah is, the more humbling of an experience it should be. So Mordechai, who is in many ways connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, spiritually there's a lot of discussion in terms of their souls being connected, right? Mordechai is a very humble person. And Mordechai quotes to Haman as he knocks Haman down to the ground, literally, as he steps on his back to mount the horse. And Haman says, "What are you doing? Why are you kicking me? Doesn't it say in the Bible, don't rejoice when your enemies are down?" So Mordechai responds, he says, "But it also says," and it's Moshe's last words in the Torah, "Va'ata abamosemo tidroch," you should trample their high places. The gematria of Amalek, we've said, is 240, right? It's the same gematria as Ram. What does Ram mean? Right? Exalted, elevated. You find psukim that talks about Ram al kol goyim, Hashem. Hashem is the one who's truly Ram. Hashem is the one who's truly elevated and exalted. Of course, Amalek tries to take that for themselves. Amalek says, no, we're the best. Reishis goyim Amalek, like Bilam says. We're the first. You're the first. I thought Hashem is Echad. But Amalek thinks that they're the best. They want to be the best. There's a lot of gaiva. There's a lot of haughtiness that we find with Amalek. I think I once saw in a sefer, let's see if this is right, let's think for half a second, from a student of the Chiddush HaRim, which was the first Ger Rebbe. Okay, so now we mentioned the first three Rebbes of Ger. The Chiddush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe. The Svas Emes, his grandson, was the second Ger Rebbe. And we're learning the Imre Emes, which is the third Ger Rebbe. So I think I once saw in a sefer, I think it's called Teferes Svi. Pretty sure that's where I saw this. That it says that let's just see if it's right, that a malek in Mispar Katan. What's a malek in, we learned yesterday about Mispar Katan, right? Mispar Katan means you take a number and you bring it down to the single digits column. So ayin, instead of 70, becomes 7. Mem becomes 4. Lamed, which is 30, becomes 3. And kuf, which is 100, becomes 1. So what is that? 15. Oh, good. 15, very nice. Right? So 15 is gematria gaiva, he says. Because Amalek is gaiva. Right? Amalek in Mispar Katan is gematria gaiva. Gimel, aleph, vav, hey. Gaiva. Haman's always trying to... That's why Haman needs everyone to bow before him. Right? I need to be the tallest. I need to be the biggest. It's so antithetical to everything that Torah represents. Okay? So this is the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go back inside to the Imre Emes. So he says, my father used to explain that these words, Va'ata b'maseimu tidroch, are a reference to what? Al Mordechai v'Haman. It's when Mordechai tramples Haman. Right? To trample Haman. I'll just point out one other thing. One of the things that Amalek opposes so significantly, one of the things that Amalek is so much against, you know what, let's save it for now. Fine, let's go on. Tidroch hu lashon derech. Right, so tidroch, which also means to trample, but where does one trample? Where does one walk? On a derech. Tidroch, on a derech, right? To set out on a path. So tidroch, he says, is lashon derech. Sh'nischad sho oz Yisrael derech chadasha biyahadus. With the downfall of Haman, the Jewish people started to tread a new path. Good way to translate it. The Jewish people started to tread a new path in their Yiddishkeit. What's he referring to? The fact that after the Purim story, the Gemara tells us, the Jews re-accepted the Torah. So we had a whole new relationship with Torah, Lehudim HaYisra'ora, like we learned from Rav Schwab, and I told you from the Svas Emes also. Lehudim HaYisra'ora, until now we had Torah, but now Torah became Ora. The Torah became that much more illuminated. It's the same old Torah, but it's in a very new and fresh way. So tidroch means what? Finding a derech. A little bit like we spoke yesterday. Forming new pathways. That Yisrael was able to have a derech hadasha biyahadus. Zakeini Zal Amar, my grandfather, really my great grandfather, explained the Chiddush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, Amasha Isa Shabbatesvav Ba'adar Mitaknin Asadrachim, like I told you yesterday. The first Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim says what? That on the 15th of Adar, what do? We fix the roads. What does it mean to fix the roads? Amalek always tries to attack us on the road. Mordechai, I told you, Mordechai is the same letters as what? As drachim, pathways. Da'kavana gam l'darche yahadus. Fixing the road, says the Chiddush Arim, means not only patching up again the potholes after a long winter. It means forming new points of connection in my relationship with Hashem. New ways to get close to Hashem. Amalek hichnis atzmo b'darcham shel Yisrael. So what is Amalek? Amalek tries to implant itself along the road to block B'nai Yisrael. Asher karcha b'darech. Amalek tries to cool a person off on the road. Ah. Remember what we learned from the Stuchina the other day? What did the Stuchina Rebbe say? Remember the big resh? Remember the big resh? What was the big resh? The big resh, we learned that, right, that resh, a big resh counts as four times resh. Right, so resh is 200, so four times resh is 800. What else was 800? Who remembers what else was 800? Right, 800 people died in the ninth parak of the Megillah, in the fight against Shushan. What else? Right, Timna, Amalek's mother, plus Amalek, is Gematria 800. So, Chaver, what else is 800? It's right here on the page in front of you. What's the Gematria of the word Karcha? Asher Karcha Baderach. What's the Gematria of the word Karcha? 800. It's 800. Why is it 800, Valvo? Speak in English so people know what you're talking about. The Chaf Sofit in Gematria is 500. So Karcha, which is Amalek's whole attack, Asher Karcha Baderach, there's nothing wrong with the Derech. The Derech means the Derech Eitz Chaim, the Derech of Torah, right? Amalek's whole attack is Karcha, that they cool off the road, that they try to damage the road. So Karcha is Gematria 800. That's very nice. So Karcha is Gematria Amalek plus Amalek's mother's name. Right? The four times resh, like we learned again, if you were here the other day. Amalek comes and tries to attack Asher Karcha Baderech, Ki Derech HaYisraeli, for those just joining us, we're about seven lines in. Ki Derech HaYisraeli, who, Shelo Liestakel Al Shum Hastaros Umenios, Ulischaze Keneged Kol Hastaros. What is the Derech of the Jewish people? What is our way? We said yesterday, our way is what? Is never to get stuck. Is to always find a way to push through. If one derech gets blocked off, if there's a kriris, if there's a coldness, if it becomes impossible to travel that derech, so Mordechai says, drachim, let's make different drachim. Again, the letters of Mordechai's name, the same letters as drachim. Pathways, many different pathways. To find a new derech. A Jew is never miyayish. A Jew is mamish, never miyayish. Rav Kluger says a beautiful Torah. He says that by the party of Achashverosh, it says that the party was arranged kiratzon ish va'ish. The party was arranged according to every man's desire. The Gemara says people drank wine the equivalent of their age. You did what you wanted. It was a party where everyone got exactly whatever it is you wanted. Achashverosh's party had it for you. So the Gemara says kiratzon ish va'ish is a reference to Mordechai and Haman. Ish va'ish refers to Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai is called an ish because ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira. And why is Haman called an ish? Also in the pasuk, right? Ish tsar va'oyev. When Esther labels Haman, when she reveals that this is the one who's trying to harm me, she refers to him as an ish tsar va'oyev, right? Haman harasha. So they're both called ish. It says Rav Kluger, an amazing Torah. Right? Ish va'ish. Ish is a reference to Mordechai, and va'ish is a reference to Haman. So what is ish? So Rav Avin Tzvi Kluger Shlita says, ish stands for Ein Shum Yayish. Mordechai is the Jew who never gives up. Ish is Ein Shum Yayish. And Haman is Va'ish. If you add the Vav, what letters do you have? Va'ish spells Yayush, the same letters as Yayush. Right? So Haman is the world of Yayush. Amalek is the world of Yayush. But Mordechai is an Ish Yehudi. Ish means Ein Shum Yayush, a person who never gives up. I was thinking last night by the Stuchiner's Sudas Purim Katan Tish, which some of us were at together last night. It was amazing. You get pictures from Zeph. I'll show you the pictures. So I was thinking last night, we were singing Rabbeinu Sha'ag B'kol Gadol Ein Shum Yayush. So I said to Joe Klein, for those who know Joe Klein, I said, why did Rabbi Nachman scream B'kol Gadol? Rabbeinu Sha'ag B'kol Gadol Ein Shum Yayush. Right? Yeah, there's a reason we say it like that. Why did Rabbi Nachman scream B'kol Gadol? Why dafka kol gadol? He has Pashup Shad. He wants to declare loudly and clearly and proudly that Ein Shum Yayush, a Jew never gives up hope. Purim's the ultimate Ein Shum Yayush Yontiv. Purim's the Yontiv where Vina Hafachu. It looks like we're about to have a Holocaust, and when we're trapped. There's nowhere to go. The letters have been sent to the entire world. Nah, it's gonna be fine. Ein Shum Yayush, nothing to worry about. Yeah. So why was Rabbi Nachman? A shtickle Purim Torah, I'm telling you now, but it's a nice little Torah. Why did Rabbi Nachman scream, right? B'kol Gadol. Why B'kol Gadol? So maybe you could say it like this. The Torah says that the voice of Hashem at Har Sinai was a Kol Gadol. The voice of Hashem at Har Sinai is described, I think the pasuk is in Parshas Veschanan, I'm looking for it as we speak, that says that Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael, with a kol gadol v'lo yasaf. A booming voice, a kol gadol, that's lo yasaf. Lo yasaf. What does lo yasaf mean? So Rashi explains, really based on Unkelis, it's a kol gadol that's lo pasak. What does pasak mean? Stop. It's a voice that never stopped. It's a kol gadol that's lo yasaf. That's what the pasuk says. Kol gadol v'lo yasaf. So Uncle Ish translates v'lo pasak. So why did Rabbi Nachman scream in a voice when a kol gadol? Oh, here it is. Found it. As a dvar me'ele dibra Hashem al kol kahalchem bahar mitocha eish ha'anan va'arafel, kol gadol v'lo yasaf, the Torah says. What's the lo yasaf? Right? Sound right. What does it mean? So Rashi says, yasaf means, like Uncle Ish translates, v'lo pasak. A voice that lo yasaf means to stop. Right? That's like you have in Pirkei Avos. It says udelo mosif. It's yasaf sounds like yosif, to add on, right? But it actually means in this context the opposite. It's not adding on. In Pirkei Avos it says udelo mosif. If you're not mosif, that means to add on. Then yosef, then you're stopping, right? If you're not going forward, you're going backwards. So the voice of Har Sinai was a voice that what? That was lo yasaf, that never stopped, lo pasak. There's an amazing story. I told you this story once. There's an amazing story with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was sitting in a work camp in Siberia. He was arrested for being a Yid, for teaching Torah in communist, in white Russia. So he was arrested. He was sent to a Siberian work camp. And he was being interrogated one time by a really harsh, cruel, guard. He's trying to get information out of him. There was no information to share. So he gets up in Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky's face. And he starts screaming in his face to intimidate him. Screaming in his face. And he says to him at one point, he says, have you ever heard a voice, right, as loud as this? Getting up in his face, trying to really, to emotionally and mentally torment this poor rabbi that he should crack and give away information. There was no information. Only information he had was Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basa. There was nothing to share. So he screams in his face, have you ever heard a voice as loud as this? So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky looks this fellow right in the face, and he says, yes. He says, in fact, right now, I hear a voice that's even louder than that. And he quoted this pasuk, Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf. The voice of Hashem at Har Sinai is a Kol Gadol. It's a loud voice, and it didn't take place in the year 2448, and then stop. It was a kol gadol v'lo yasaf. It's never going to stop. So maybe you could say Rabbi Nachman screamed b'kol gadol, right? Because Rabbi Nachman was again, it's Purim Torah, but he was alluding to this pasuk. When Rabbi Nachman screamed Ein Shem Yeyesh, it was a kol gadol. Kol gadol means a voice that never stops. That's what Ein Shem Yeyesh is. And how does Rashi translate Ein Shem Yeyesh? How does Rashi translate Lo Yasaf? Rashi says V'lo Pasak. What's the gematria of Pasak? 240, Amalek. Because a Malek tries to stop the voice from what? From having a place in the world. But the Pasak says V'lo Yasaf. V'lo Pasak. V'lo Pasak. It's never going to stop. So Mordechai is an Ish Yehudi. He's an Ein Shem Yeyesh Jew. He's a Jew who says, I'm never going to give up for anything in the world. You close down one derech, he says, I'll open up another derech. Yeah? So again, back inside. So says the Imre Yamis, where it's underlined. Again, ki derech ha-Yisraeli hu, shelo listakel al shum hastaros u'minios. A Jew doesn't look at any Hester. The whole name of the Amtuv is what? For the Megillah, Megillat Esther. Megillas Esther means what? To uncover that which is hidden. So you think you hit a wall? Find a way to get through it. To not be stopped, not even to acknowledge any menios. Right? Menios. It's also a big Rabbi Nachman word. Menios. Menios means what? Blockage. Obstacles. Ulischazik keneged kol ha'astaros. And to be able to strengthen oneself to confront all of the hastaros in the world. All of the blockage in the world. Did we say in the shir yesterday or we said it after? Kaveh al Hashem, we said that yesterday? It was after? Okay, so there's an amazing pasuk. You know this pasuk. Kaveh al Hashem, right? You know this pasuk? Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'ya'amitz libecha, v'kaveh al Hashem. It's such an important pasuk. Let's go very pasuk. What do the words mean? Kaveh al Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem. Trust in Hashem. Trust in Hashem. What happens when you're disappointed? You thought you were making progress, and then you hit a blockage. You hit some impediment. Something slowed you down. What do you need to do? Chazak v'ya'ametz libecha. The kaveh el Hashem. Chazak v'ya'ametz libecha. Strengthen yourself. Chazak, strengthen. V'ya'ametz, right? Another lashon of strengthening. Libecha, your heart. And what do? Try again. V'kaveh el Hashem. Try again. Kaveh el Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem. If it didn't work out, try again. That's the avoda of Purim. That's the avoda of Purim. So Rav Avram Shor writes in his sefer. Rav Avram Shor Shlita says in his sefer. He says that Kaveh El Hashem is gematria 168. So what happens if you put your hope in Hashem? Kaveh El Hashem, right? Kaveh Kuvav Hey. Kaveh El Hashem. You trust in Hashem, and it didn't work out. So what do? You give up? A Jew gives up? You know what the Imre Emes writes elsewhere? What's the ultimate pasuk that says Jews don't give up? Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. You know this pasuk? Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. A tzaddik falls seven times, v'kam, and he gets himself back up. He never gives up. So the Imre Emes says, look at the last letters of Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. You see it? Write it down. Sheva, Yipo. Oh, my board got erased. Awesome. Sheva, Yipo. Yeah. Tzadik. There come. The last letters spell out Amalek. Because Amalek says, we knock you down and we want you to stay down. You're not going to get back up. So the avodah of a Jew is to try to what? Is to try to pick himself back up. So kaveh el Hashem, you put your trust in Hashem, and it didn't work. So what does the pasuk say? Chazak v'ya'ametz libecha. Strengthen yourself, and what? V'kaveh el Hashem, and try again. So what's the gematria of kaveh el Hashem plus kaveh el Hashem? Right? Kaveh el Hashem, we said, is 168. So what happens if kaveh el Hashem, and then again kaveh el Hashem, 168 plus 168 is? 336, which is gematria, Purim. Because Purim is the Yom Tov, where a Jew is willing to try again. that if one derech, if one pathway gets shut down, drachim, Mordechai, drachim, many drachim. Amalek's not going to allow us to be cooled off on the way. Just give me 1 second, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I thought. The Ben Ish Chai says that Kaveh El Hash, the whole pasuk, Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'Yamitzivecha V'Kaveh El Hashem is Gematria Shushan. Okay? 650. Shin Shin Nun. Okay? But let's break it down further because it's beautiful. I just realized this morning. Kaveh El Hashem. Didn't work out. Chazak V'Yamitzivecha V'Kaveh El Hashem. So again, in the context of Purim, who gives us the chizuk to try again? Who's the one who's when I'm going to get killed? So Mordechai is mechazik her, right? Mordechai says, you can do it, Esther. Don't give up. I'm telling you, you can do it. Don't be afraid. You can do it. And Esther says, okay, if you daven for me and Klal Yisrael fast for me and we work together, I'm willing to try. Yeah? So Kaveh El Hashem plus Kaveh El Hashem, we said, is about your Purim. When a Jew tries and is disappointed and tries again, that's Purim. Right? What's the gematria of chazak? Right? Chazek v'yametz libecha. The three middle words. Chazek v'yametz libecha. So let's do it together. How much is chazek? It's 115. V'yametz. How much is Via Amitz? 147. And how much is Libecha? 52. What do you got? 314. Right? So who's the one who comes to say Chazek Via Amitz Libecha? Who gives us the strength? Chazek Via Amitz Libecha, 314 is Gematria Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi is the one who comes, 314 is Gematria Mordechai HaYehudi, as he's called in the Megillah. Ish Yehudi, Hayyab Shushan Labir, Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi is 314. So, Kaveh El Hashem, try to put your trust in Hashem. If it didn't work out, right, find a tzaddik like a Mordechai who opens up new drachim, who finds new pathways. Chazek V'Yamitzibecha, find a Rebbe, find a friend, find a tzaddik, find someone to give you chizuk, and try again. V'Kaveh El Hashem. Because the secret of the Jewish people is what? Again, in the words of the Imre Emes, not even to look at Hester. Megillas Hester. Be Megal of Hester. Nah, push through it. Find a way to push right through that darkness, through that mania, whatever the blockage is. Right? To be mischazik oneself. Can I get kol hastaros? Yes?
Is the strengthening your heart in order to serve Hashem, or is it the strengthening of your heart is you kind of self-thinking that, hey, I need to, that the act of strengthening your heart is serving Hashem?
Also true. I think both true, right? I think having the strength, strengthening your heart itself is.
If it's that first one, strengthening your heart to serve Hashem, then what does it mean to strengthen your heart?
It means to give yourself the confidence to believe that as a Jew, I'm created with superpowers. Yeah? I'm created with superhuman powers. And there's going to be people in the world who try to tell me otherwise. They're called Amalek. They're going to say, it's not happening. But history tells the tale. Is there any nation who's experienced more Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam than Klal Yisrael? We've been knocked around the planet forever. And we're still here. And we're strong, we're thriving, so that's... Well, where does our strength from? What is the strength of Libecha? What is the strength of your heart? The strength of your heart is the fact that God put a divine spark inside of you called the Chelek Elokam Imal, a piece of the divine from on high. Right? So it's your neshama that gives you access to all the power in the world. Again, shlucho shel adam kamosa. Right? The shliach of a person is an extension of that person. So if I send you to be mekadesh a woman on my behalf, right? You could say to a woman, hare an mekudesh asli, on behalf of Moshe Tzvi. And that works, even though I'm on the other side of the world. You can be my, you become the embodiment of me to carry out that shlichus. So if we see ourselves as messengers of Hashem, if we become shlichim of Hashem, right? If we're shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just Lubavitcher Rebbe, but if we're shluchim of God, then shlucho shel adam kamoso. So that means God has to give us some of His strength to carry out the mission. Okay? So Amalek's going to always come, and they're going to try to say things, but it's not our responsibility to listen to their arguments. It's our job to find a new derech and to just push through. Asher karcha baderech, Amalek cools off one road, so let's find a different road. Okay, yes? Yeah, he says that. I mean, it could be others say it also, but he talks about 168 times 2, Kaveh El Hashem plus Kaveh El Hashem is Gematria Purim. Okay, let's go on, right after the underlines. About 9 lines in. Kedichsiv histarta panecha hayisi nevhol elecha Hashem ekra. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed. Histarta panecha hayisi nevhol. Hashem, if you were to hide your face, hayisi nevhol, I would be what? I would be very overwhelmed. I would be confounded by that. But elecha Hashem ekra. But nonetheless, I'll still cry out to you. That's the way of the Jewish people. The way of the Jewish people is that even when there's Hester Panim, again, a big theme on Purim, Esther, when God is hiding, because Hashem's name appears how many times in the Megillah? Exactly, 0. So when God is hiding, to have the confidence to continue to believe in Him, right, to cry out to Him, Histarta panecha hayisi nevhol, even though you hide your face and I'm nervous, I'm scared, Elecha Hashem Ekra, I still cry out to you. What about Amalek? Uva Amalek siv oz nivhalu alufei Edom. The alufei Edom. The chiefs of Edom. That's Amalek. It's a reference to Amalek. Right? We're confounded. The Pasuk in Beshalach, by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Az Yashir. Shezeh koi al Amalek. Vehu lawistakel al zeh. Vihichnis atzo lemelchama. Amalek, in their audacity, in their chutzpah, in their gaiva, when the whole world was trembling from Kriyas Yamsuf, when the whole world was afraid of the Jewish people, who said, I don't give? Amalek, we don't care. We don't care. And Amalek came and attacked Klal Yisrael. We're not impressed. We're not frightened. We're not threatened. V'zu ha-derech eina shalo. But if you think about it, right? The Pasuk says, Oz nivhalu alufei Edom. That the alufei Edom, the most chashuv of Edom, which is Amalek, nivhalu, they were afraid. So how did Amalek at the same time have the ability to be afraid and yet have the courage to fight Klal Yisrael? I have to understand, it was a chutzpahdik thing that they did. Where did Amalek get that strength from? You hear the question? He's saying, we sometimes think that Amalek, when the Jews crossed the Yamsuf and everyone else was scared, Amalek wasn't scared. But we say in Az Yashir that they were scared. Oz nivhalu alufei Edom. Alufei Edom means the chiefs of Edom. That's a reference to Amalek. They were nivhalu. They were afraid. They were trembling. So where did they get the audacity to just come and attack us right after that? The answer is they didn't care. They were afraid, but they, with Mesiras Nefesh, they fought against Klal Yisrael. So says the Imre Yemes, where did they get that derech from? That's a derech. One of the drachim in the world is when you're really afraid, you push ahead. Remember? Rabbi Nachman was scared of death. What did he do? He took it on, head on. That's a derech. Very courageous derech. Vizu ha derech eina shalo. That derech doesn't really belong to Amalek. Amalek took that strength from us. El darchan shal Yisrael. Ki mesirash nefesh shayach rak li Yisrael. Amalek, so to speak, in fighting against us, tried to use our weapon against us. What's the strength of the Jewish people? Nothing can stop us. So you know what Amalek did when the whole world was too afraid of the Jewish people? Amalek said, we're gonna be like the Jews. Nothing can stop us either. And they came and they fought against Klal Yisrael. Amalek his amates, keneged gedoilim, v'keneged ketanim. Amalek wasn't afraid of anyone. Right? Amalek was totally irrational. They fought against those who were much greater than them, and they took advantage of weaklings. As the Pasuk says, Asher karcha baderech vayizanev b'cha kol anecha shalem acherecha. Amalek targets the weaklings. V'lechein achar kach, kishenehafech hadavar, miskai kol haposhet yad nosnim lo, v'yecholin afilu haktan lachzor lema'amadam. Let me explain what it means. We have a rule from the Talmud Yerushalmi that says that on Purim, kol haposhet yad, what is poshet yad? Anyone who extends his hand, knows them low. We give him. Right? Someone puts out their hand on Purim, you have to give them something. Someone says, you have to give them on Purim. It's a spiritual concept as well. If we turn to Hashem and say Hashem something, right, then Hashem has to give us. The heavens are open. Kol haposhet yad, knows them low. So Amalek, when they wanted to attack us, Amalek went all in with a great chah. They were prepared to big, small, you know, every men, women, children, we are going to destroy every Jew. Amalek went all in on Klal Yisrael. So says the Imre Yemes, when Vina Hafachu, when everything got turned inside out and upside down, and the Jews were victorious, right? So the same thing applies. We now have the ability, the same way that Amalek did something that was very irrational, that they had this unbelievable courage and strength to do something which didn't make sense. So on Purim, he says, we also have the ability to what? If Amalek is attacking the weaklings, and now the weaklings beat Amalek, so now the weaklings become empowered to what? To get anything in the world, to accomplish anything in the world. That's what the Pasuk says. V'zeu dichsiv el kol ha-yehudim ha-krovim v'ha-rechokim. Who is Purim celebrated by? Jews who are close and Jews who are far. Of course, the Megillah is talking about geographically, but it's also spiritually true. L'kayem aleihem v'gomer. Like the Megillah says in the ninth parak, right? Every Jew can be Mekayim Purim. Vizehu inyan matanos le'avyonim. He says, this is the inyan matanos le'avyonim. Why are we giving out gifts to Evyon? Evyonim doesn't just mean aniyim. What's the difference between an ani and an evyon? Who's more poor? Who's more desperate, an ani or an evyon? An evyon. An evyon is more poor. Because it says, Kidi Isa, where it's underlined, Evyon shuhu mis'ave l'chol davar. Evyon is a person who's desperate for anything. And therefore, on Purim, masi gamhu ratzon shel emes. Matanos l'evyonim means that we're what? That we're giving something real. To what? To an evyon. Imashuhu yadus, yecholin lidchos kol ha'astaros, uvechol ish Yisrael yesh nakuda, v'yecholim al yedei nekudazu lidchos hakol. What are we saying? He says, on Purim we come to a place of emes, a place of truth, right? The Purim, the Megillah is called Divrei Emes, Divrei Shalom v'emes. So on Purim we come to a truth, and a little bit of truth, he says, goes a long way. A little bit of authentic Yiddishkeit goes a long way. And we all know that. Every person here knows that from their own life experience. You think of one moment in your life. Think about it for a second. Try to think about a very real spiritual moment in your life. Try to picture something. Right? A Shabbos, a Yom Kippur, a Purim, a shir that you heard that was, you know, transformative for you. Right? Some mitzvah that you did, a tefillah that you davened. Right? Now, if you just like look at that moment compared to, I guess, the rest of your life, there's a lot more other in terms of your life than that moment. But that moment was so real, it could energize your entire being. Even just thinking about it, you get chills, thinking about how connected you are in that moment. So therefore, says the Imre Emes, right, a nakuda of Emes, a drop of Emes, a little bit of Emes, a little bit of authentic Yiddishkeit can actually what? Can push away all of the other problems. Most of the Jews bowed down to Haman. Most of the Jews deserved to die. There was one Jew who was emistic. His name was Mordechai HaYehudi. He was an Ish Emes. Right? And his connection to Hashem was enough to save Klal Yisrael. So don't tell me a little bit of Yiddishkeit can't make a big difference. Most Jews were not Mordechais. Most Jews were not holding in a good place. But a little bit of authentic Yiddishkeit, he says, can push away what? can push away all of the negativity in the world. V'zeu dechsev, 6 lines from the bottom. V'chol ze einenu shovali. V'chol eis asher ani roas Mordechai ha-Yehudi. Amazing. Haman says, I'm the most powerful person in the world. And yet, all of it is worthless when there's a Mordechai out there. Understand what that pasuk means? And Rehavis is saying what that pasuk means is if there's so much negativity in the world, true, we're not going to deny it. However, there's a lot of really bad stuff out there. I don't have to convince anyone of that. But if there's also a Mordechai Yehudi, and if the Mordechai Yehudi, right? Again, Mordechai, the letters Drachim. If you can find a good Jewish path, if you could just get on a path and push through the coldness of a Mali, yeah, then you'll realize that even Haman himself will say out loud, all of my power is worthless if there's a Mordechai HaYehudi. That's what Haman says. Kol ze einenu shovet li. Everything that I think I am is worthless if there's a Mordechai HaYehudi. A little bit of authentic Yiddishkeit, a little bit of true Judaism can knock out all of the stupidity of the world, can drive away all of the nonsense, the silliness of the world. Haman was growing in his power, and he was dominant in his authority. You would think, okay, if things aren't going to work out for Haman, well, he's not going to go 1 second from having the king's signet ring to being killed by the king. He's not going to fall that fast. And the answer is, yes, he is. Haman has an afila mamish from the highest of places to the lowest of places. Remember the pasuk we started with? Va'ata al bamoseimo tidroch. Take their bamos, take their high places and crush them to the ground. That's the avodah of a Jew. To destroy the avodah zaras of the world, the amaliks of the world. Kein hu b'chol adam. He says 3 lines from the bottom. She'af al pi she'yetzahara moshel. V'rochev alav. Look at these beautiful words. The yetzahara could be riding on you. Could be dominating you. Aval pichein, nonetheless, al yedei ktsas yahadus, a little bit of authentic Mordechai HaYehudi, a little bit of an authentic Jewish path. Yecholim lidchos hayetzahara legamri v'yesh lamapala. You can knock out the yetzahara. You can knock out the yetzahara entirely if a person can just get on the right path. Al yedei sheish Yisrael mischazik es atzmo be'emes lemesiras nefesh. If a Jew can have just a little bit of Mesiras Nefesh, again, it's hard. But if you could just challenge yourself to, with a little bit of holy chutzpah, of holy confidence, to challenge the Yetzer Hara, and to have Mesiras Nefesh, ala gimel averos, avodah zara, gilui arayos, ushvichas damim, v'chol abazrayu, yecholim lidchos ha-Yetzer Hara lagamri. If you could just push back against the 3 big averos, right, arayos, immoral activity, shvichas damim, avodah zarah, and all of their abazrayu, it means their subcategories. A subcategory of murdering is embarrassing someone. Right? A subcategory of avodah zarah is being haughty. A subcategory of gili arayos, right, is any type of sexually immoral activity. So if a person can just fight, yes, these are big things. These are hard to fight. But if a Jew strengthens himself, just a little bit of authentic strength, he could defeat the Yetzirah. Okay? Let's do one more piece. Okay, second piece on the page. We'll save the second side of the page for another time. But let's just continue the next piece on the page. Okay, same side of the page. Adoni Avi Zakenizal. My grandfather explained. On the Pasuk, Bukum Alinu Adam. Pasuk in Tehillim says, right, that there was an Adam who rose against us. A man rose against us. Who is this man who rose against us? So the Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Dafir Aleph, Amir Aleph says, Shidarshuhu al Haman. Haman is the man who rose against us. Haman wasn't a king. It's interesting. Haman was not a king. Nebuchadnezzar was a king. Achashverosh was a king. Haman was a man. A very powerful man. Bukum aleinu Adam, says the Gemara, that's a reference to Haman. Hainu shiratza lekalkel b'chinas Adam miYisrael. Haman wanted to take away the fact that we as Jews are called Adam. We are Adam. What does that mean? He wanted to be makalka. He wanted to damage the bechina of Adam, Yisrael, Hakriyan Adam, the Jewish people who are called Adam. As the pasuk says in Yechezkel, Va'atein tzoni, tzon marisi, Adam atem. You are my flock. You are the sheep of my pasture. Adam atem. You are Adam. You're the true Adam. You're the true embodiment of what humanity could be and should be. That's what the Jewish people have to be. It's not only God saying that you are that, but you have to strive to be that. You have to try to be the best of what the world has to offer, the Jewish people. Again, it's not bragging rights. It's so important to always re-emphasize this. You know? You can listen to this shiur and you can think I'm like a big racist. I talk about how the Jews are the best. Right? But what does it mean? What does it mean to be the best? It means to take the most responsibility for the world. We take responsibility to make the world a better place. Right? Being the best is not permission to harm others. Being the best means that we're most concerned for every person on the planet. And we try to be leaders in the world. Again, we're not trying to take over the world and destroy everyone else. That's never been the Jewish mission statement. Our goal is to illuminate the world, to inspire the world. Okay? So Haman tried to what? To destroy this what? This Adam. B'kum aleinu Adam. Haman says, I'm going to be the Adam. Now again, when Haman becomes, so to speak, the leader of the world, it's much more like other Amalekim that we've seen throughout history, like Hitler, Yimach Shemo, right, who wants to dominate the world, and in doing so, kill 6 million Jews. That's not our intention of being the Adam, of being the leaders of humanity. So says the Pasuk, Adam Atem. Adam Atem. You are Adam. Yeah, Atem, of course, is the letters Emes. Right? You're the Adam Emes. You're the true Adam. Atem Kriyan Adam. The Gemara says Jews are called Adam to the exclusion of others. What are you saying? Non-Jews aren't human? God forbid, that's not what the Gemara is saying. It's saying that we take greater responsibility for humanity. Ha'umos nikra'im behemos v'chayos. When the nations of the world act in an animalistic way, they're called what? They're called animals. Because they're using only the animalistic elements of the soul and not using the godly elements of the soul. V'rak Yisrael kriyin Adam. Ki heima mis'al mibachinas behema lebachinas Adam. That we, the Jewish people, through our commitment to Torah and mitzvos, we're also animals. We also start off as animals. But what do? We take, so to speak, the animalistic urges within ourselves, and we try to what? We try to elevate it. We try to turn it into something much more wholesome. Where do we see that Klal Yisrael goes from being animals to becoming people? Right? From Yetzias Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. And how do you see that? Where do we see animal to person? Yeah, true. But where do you see it? Where do you see it? The Maharal says you see it in the karbanos. Anyone know what I'm referring to? What karban do we bring on the second day of Pesach? The karban ha'omer. Right? We begin to count Sfiras Omer. And what is the karban ha'omer? What do they take? What type of grain do they harvest for the Karban HaOmer? You know what they use? They use barley. You take barley. Why don't you take wheat? By the time you get to Shavuos, along with the animals that are offered, we bring what's known as the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem, those two loaves of bread are made out of wheat. But at the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer, we bring the Karban HaOmer, which is made out of barley. Not chita, but seora. Anyone know the difference between wheat and barley? That's right. Barley is seen, right? Barley is typically seen as animal food. Wheat is the ideal way to make bread. That's why when a woman becomes an Isha Sota, when she's given into her animalistic urges, what is her carbon? It's from barley. Part of the carbon that's brought, right, the mincha of the sota woman, right, is a barley offering because she's acting like an animal, because she's sleeping with people who are not her husband. That's animalistic. So she can't bring wheat flour to the Beis HaMikdash. She's not acting like a person. So we begin the process of Sfiras HaOmer with what? With barley. We left Egypt, we were as animalistic as anyone else. But by the time we come to Shavuot, says the Maharal, 7 weeks later, we've become what? We've become an Adam. We've become a real person. And therefore, the carbon that's brought on Shavuot, Kabbalah Satorah, is a carbon that's made out of wheat, representing that we've become Adam. So says the Imre Amos, again, we also started off as an animal, but we became an Adam. V'zeh al yedei hagalios, k'dichsiv, se pizura Yisrael. When we're in Galus, we're also like a little scattered sheep. We're not called people, we're called animals. When a Jew's in a Galus state, in an exiled state of being, he's an animal. V'la'achar kach mis'alim Yisrael lebechinas Adam. But afterwards, a person, a Jew, again, if he refines himself, if he betters himself, if he works on himself, he can become an Adam, a true Adam. Amalek gam kein nikra Adam. So says the Imre Emes, you can see his unbelievable bekias. Look how he quotes Pesukim from all over Tanakh. It's amazing. He says, Amalek is also called Adam. Like, again, the pasuk we started with. Bekum aleinu Adam. Yeah, that an Adam rose up against us. Amalek is also called an Adam. You know what type of Adam Amalek is called? He quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Adam Bli'al. Adam Bli'al means what? An irresponsible man. A reckless man. So we represent the best of what humanity can be. Amalek, with their diabolical plot to destroy the best of humanity, become of humanity. Right? Amalek claims to be an Adam, but it's an Adam Bli'al. A wanton man. A reckless man. V'zeh ba'al yedei chet Adam HaRishon. And he says this goes all the way back to the sin of the original Adam, of Adam HaRishon. And that's what it means, bekum aleinu Adam. When a man rose up against us. When Adam HaRishon first sinned, that created the possibility of what? Of people who act like animals. The Germans, Yimach Shemam, who so many have written about and talk about how the Germans, Yimach Shemam, were the extension. The Nazis were very much the extension, whether the biological extension or just the hashkafic extension of Amalek, right? It's insane. It's insane how what? How humane the Germans were and how inhumane they were at the exact same time. Talk about Adam Bli'al. Right? Read about Hitler's care and concern for animals. And listen to read about the music and the arts and the progress and the very gentle way that the German culture and German ethics emerged at the exact same time as they were rounding up Jews and stuffing them into gas chambers. So how is that possible? Yeah? There's such a sad story. There was a Yid who told Rav Yitzchak Kuttner. He was speaking about he was praising the Germans for their, for being such fine and moral and ethical people. And Rav Huttner warned this person that the Germans, you got to watch out for them. Right? Just because they can act they talk the language of Adam, doesn't mean that they're necessarily the finest of people. He said, so this person told Rav Huttner, if I'm getting the story correct, that if you ask a German for directions, right? If you ask a German, how do you get, where I'm trying to find this place. Do you know where it is? So the way that they would respond in German, they would say, oh, you make a right turn at that corner, nichwar. Nichwar means, is it not? Like as if you're saying, like, with humility, like, I'm not sure, like, right? You make a turn at that corner, like, I think. I think nichwar is how you say it in German. Nichwar, right? Like, as if you're saying, like, oh, right? You, like, I think it's over there. It's a humble way of speaking. That after everything they would say, you say nichwar, right? You make a right turn and a left turn, nichwar, right? Is it not? As if, like, I'm confirming with you. I'm asking you. I don't know. But it was a way of, just a very kind way of not showing that you know more than someone else. This Yid came back to Rav Huttner after the war. He survived the war. He came back to Rav Huttner, and he was missing his hand. This fellow was missing his hand. And he said, the Germans, Yimach Shemam, they tortured him, they cut off his hand. And as they were cutting off his hand, they were saying to him, it hurts a little bit, nichwar, does it not? The same, you know, phrase, like, right? As they were sawing off his hand, torturing this poor Yid. He came back to Rav Hutner after the war, and he showed him his missing hand. And he said, Rebbe, you were right. You were totally right. Right? The Germans, Yimach Shomon, they tortured me. With that same humility. Nichwar, it hurts, does it not? Does it not hurt? They chopped off his hand. Rachmana Litzlan. Yeah, so when we talk about Amalek trying to claim to be Adam, it's Adam Bli'al. Right? On the one hand, they represent maybe the best of humanity with all of their arts and culture and Midos. Right? Hitler wouldn't hurt a fly, but he would kill Jews by the millions. Yeah, so they're an Adam Bli'al. And that comes again back to Chet Adam HaRishon. Hainu dichsiv eis asher shalat ha'adam ba'adam l'ralo. V'ksiv bo'osu mizmor d'bekum aleinu Adam. So in that same parak of Tehillim that we started with, an Adam rose up against us. What does it say? Nafshenu kitzipur nimlata. Our soul's like a bird trying to free itself from the bird trap. Hainu kidichsiv ba'avram avinu. Avram was told by the Brisbane of Basarim. Avram was told what? Kicha li egla mishuleshes ve'ez va'ayel ve'satzipur lo basar. Remember the scene in Parshas Lech Lecha? Avram's told to take different animals. He cuts most of the animals in half. There's one that he does not divide, and that is the tzipur, the bird. Who does the tzipur correspond to? It corresponds to the Jewish people. Uparshazu hu remez alagalios kedichsiv kedisa. Avram birer lo hagalios. Right, the different animals represent the different exiles that the Jews are going to have to pass through. Avram literally cut these animals in half and passed through them, as God is describing to him by the Bris Ban of Asarim, the things the Jews are going to have to pass through, the animalistic nations that are going to harm us on our path to Sinai. Amalek hayamuchan lios rosh l'chol ha'umos. He says Amalek could have been and would have been, and Amalek embodies, right, the first of all the nations, Reishis Goyim Amalek, they're the most animalistic nation. They look the most humane. Again, the Germans are a painfully obvious model for us to use. Of people who look so humane and so cultured and civilized on one level, and such animals on another level. Such animals like humanity has never seen. Such a paradox. Amalek represents that first of nations. That's why when Hashem says to Avraham, let's finish the piece, 8 more lines. Kecha li egla mishuleshes. Hashem tells Avram, take for me an egla mishuleshes. Says the Imrei Emes, the first four letters spell out Amalek. Kecha li egla mishuleshes is Amalek. Because Amalek is always the first of nations. Amalek is the one who pretends, we're not animals. Right? We're Adam. Nah. Mishlei reveals to us, you're an Adam Bli'al. You claim to be an Adam, but you're totally reckless. You take your free will, that man, that human beings have been given, and you use it in such a destructive way. Right? Amalek, in the end, of all the nations, the one that looks most humane, who's the one that needs to be destroyed? It's Amalek. The other nations that are compared to animals have a place when Mashiach comes. What does the Pasuk say in the Navi? Right? That the wolf will live amongst the lamb. The wolf and the sheep can sit side by side. Lo yareyu v'lo yashchisu. There can be a reconciliation. The Pasuk describes a snake playing with a child when Mashiach comes. So the animals can be elevated, but not Amalek. Amalek needs to be destroyed. There are certain people who you would think, again, they're the least animalistic. They're the most humane. They're the biggest animals. And they need to be destroyed. Va'amalek yircha legamri, he says where it's underlined. V'lo tisha'er lo afilu b'chinas behema. Amalek can't even what? Remain as an animal. Even to call them out and to point out, you're not humans, you're animals. The way that you act. The way that you destroy the world. You don't build the world, we build the world. We take responsibility for the world. You destroy the world. Amalek can't even remain as an animal. And he says, and that's why Shaul HaMelech, he concludes the piece. When Shaul HaMelech and Sefer Shmuel was told to kill Amalek, what terrible mistake did he do? He spared Agag, the Melech Amalek, but also what? He kept some of the animals. And Shmuel HaNavi comes to him and says, what did you do? He says, no, it's good. We'll keep the animals. We'll turn them into karbanos for Hashem. Shmuel HaNavi says, no, you don't understand. Amalek can't even remain as an animal. The possessions of Amalek need to be destroyed. Everything about Amalek needs to be wiped out. That even the behemos of Amalek are a problem. And therefore the Eitza neged Amalek is what? Kedichsiv Bereisha. How do we defeat this Adam Bli'al? What's the beginning of the pasuk that we started with? Go back to the first line. The first part of the pasuk is what? The end of the pasuk is Bekum Aleinu Adam. When a man rose up against us. You know what the beginning of that pasuk is? Lule Hashem Shahaya Lanu. If not for the fact that God was with us, Bekum Aleinu Adam, when a man rose up against us. The way that we defeat this Adam Bli'al, the most animalistic man in the disguise of a man, right? Amalek, the way that we defeat them is what? Lule Hashem Shahaya Lanu, making sure that Hashem is with us. And he says in the very last line, to answer the question from Parshas B'Shalach, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Remember the pasuk? When the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim, cross the Yom Suf, see miracles, and they're still wondering, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Is God with us or not? That's a crazy question. Why would a Jew ask that question? You saw that God is with you. What's the very next pasuk after the Jews say that? Is God with us or not? The next pasuk is Vayavo Amalek. Amalek attacks. When a Jew is not sure if Hashem is with him, Amalek attacks. And Amalek says, you're not the Adam, we're the Adam. And God forbid, it goes from Adam Atem, the Adam Emes, into an Adam Bli'al, an animalistic Adam. So therefore, the way to answer the question, and with this I conclude, as I mentioned in the shir last night at the Sfarim sale, right, what's the answer to the question? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. Is God with us or not? No? What's the answer, Ali? Is God with us or not?
Always.
So, Hayesh Hashem or Ein Hashem? What's the answer? Yesh Hashem or Ein Hashem?
Yesh
Hashem. Yesh Hashem. What's the matter of Yesh Hashem? Very good. The Chalban says that Yesh Hashem is gematria Purim. So, answer the question is Yesh Hashem. The answer is yes. Hashem is with us. Yesh Hashem is exactly the word Purim. So, in Purim, we solidify the fact that Hashem has entrusted us to become the true Adam. Hashem wants us to be Adam, to be the embodiment of everything that humanity can be. Okay, so Amir Tzashem, we should be zochet to understand our place in the world. Again, it's not gaiva, it's not bragging, it's not showing off when a Jew understands who he is. It's recognizing the responsibility that we have to try to illuminate the world. So Amir Tzashem, Lehudim HaYisora, we should light up the world with Torah and mitzvos, and see the gula of Mherab Yameinu Amen. Amazing how the Imre Amos is able to just pull psukim from here and there and put together such an amazing presentation.